Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The COVID-19 crisis on the James and Hudson Bay coast continues with 10 new cases reported today by the Porcupine Health Unit. That's from a total of 16. Two each are confirmed in Timmins, the CAP area between Fauquier and Opisatica, and along the Highway 11 corridor between Matheson and Smooth Rock Falls. The total since the pandemic began is up to 1,917. Latest testing and vaccination figures are on our website. Health inspectors and bylaw officers are in Timmins the next couple days talking to businesses about safe COVID-19 measures. The provincial team is being hosted by the Porcupine Health Unit. Environmental Health Manager Suzanne Lajoie says it's more guidance and education than enforcement at grocery and convenience stores and takeout food places.
It helps with compliance and it helps with maybe a different way to do something if they can't just figure out one of the requirements to say, how high do my plexiglass have to be? What's the distancing, that kind of thing.
This is the first time in the region for the team. It will be back to cover the rest of the PHU area. Canada Day celebrations for Timmins this year are virtual again and expanding to celebrate National Indigenous Peoples Day and Saint Jean-Baptiste. The Timmins Native Friendship Center is providing entertainment, as is La Ronde. Timmins Tourism Special Events Coordinator Marnie Lapierre says it runs from June 27th to July 4th, 24 hours a day.
We know we got shift workers in town and we want to make them happy too. Mind you, the activities specific to Canada Day will only be available on Canada Day until July 4th.
Full details are available at tourismtimmins.com. Finally, this afternoon, Timmins personal trainer and gym co-owner Kate Durst is competing to have her photo on the cover of Muscle and Fitness Hers magazine. She thinks the worldwide competition helps her lead her clients because at almost 48 years old, she's still viable. The $20,000 prize would be nice, too. Durst says she would invest in the education of her two sons. Then she would get into her truck, stop in places, and give free fitness classes.
I just like sharing fitness. It sounds ridiculous, but I really like to coach people and have their interaction and enjoy the classes. And I've always wanted to travel and just offer, not for charge.
You can vote for Durst in the photo contest through a link on our website. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.